Blog Talk Radio. All glory to God. I love you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I want you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. Can't do this without you. Glory be to God. Good evening, family. I'm your host tonight, second Thursday of Women Speak Now, Minister Terry. What's the word? Amen. All glory be to God, family. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. Let us begin in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come to you and say thank you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us another day to rejoice. Father, to rejoice over the circumstances of the world, to rejoice over our circumstances, Father. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those who have lost loved ones. And I pray for extra comforting love for them, Father. And I pray, Father, right now in the name of Jesus for peace. Peace throughout the world, Father. I pray for that peace that only comes through you. And I pray, Father, that for all of us in your world, that we don't lose focus. We don't lose our focus and get distracted on what you are calling us to do, Father. Father, I petition my prayers to you and your Son, Jesus Christ's almighty name. Amen. Family, this evening I'm standing in the gap for our beautiful sister, Pastor Valoris. Amen. The Lord has been, when the Lord puts a word on my spirit, it stirs. And when Pastor E asked me to do the Women Speak Now tonight, you know, following the God, doing it for God, yes, it's always a yes. Amen. But tonight, family, I want to, it's the word I will speak of is do not lose focus. Family, we know when things of the world start occurring, we, as people of God, forget. We can't forget and lose our focus on what we're called. We're called to do. Amen, family? I tell you, when we all can give our attention, we all can get our attention focused on other things. And we forget. We think that we can save things and change things. But we have to remember, the only one that can save us is Jesus. I tell you, you have to get into his word and we have to pray more. Amen, family. Some scriptures I want to share with you tonight. First one is John 14:15. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Next is John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. That you love one another. My God. Then also, family, Luke 10:27 says, love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind. My God. That's with everything. And to love your neighbors as we love ourselves. My God, those three scriptures there, family. John 14:15, John 13:34, Luke 10:27. The key word in there is love. Amen. And family, God is love, and love is God. My God. 1 John 4, I'm not going to go over the whole scriptures, 4:7-21. It teaches us that God is love. And it teaches us to know love, the love of God. And I tell you, God, he is love, and he loves us. He loves us even when we're not good. Amen, family? But it teaches us to love others. I tell you, some of us, we can love each other. We can love each other when things are good. Or when someone's nice to you, you love them. But make sure we read over that. 1 John 4:7-21, because it teaches the love of God, true love. Amen, family. A lot of us, we have to ask ourselves, and we have to ask others. Because some people right now, we look around in the world, there is so much hate going on. So we have to ask ourselves, where was this learned? It's not in the Word of God. Where did we pick this up? This is what's true saying. If we're not following the word of God and following Jesus, we're following somebody else. Amen, family. Nowadays, you can cut on the TV, no matter what time you cut it on. There's so much going on in the world. There's killings going on all over the world. My God. You know, I was just thinking about that, you know, and the love, so I Googled it. And it says it's about 400,000 homicides. This is worldwide that happens annually. My God, family. This is homicides. I said, it's sad. It's sad because we're people, God's people. And I tell you, we have to see, where is the love? Only thing he asks for us to be obedient to his word, to follow his directions. Some of us have a problem following directions. But when all he asks is that we love him and love one another, my God, I tell you, people are killing others. It's just killing others for being different, for having a different religion. My God. Jewish, when we all, they're Jewish, they're killing Jewish, Muslims, when we're all serving one God. My God. They're killing others because of the color of their skin. They're killing others because of the colors of the clothes they're wearing. My God, I tell you. Oh, yes, he told us to watch and pray. We have to be prayerful, family. Amen. I tell you. All God wants us to do is love one another. And when I Googled that, and I seen that 400,000 deaths way up on top, it was above major illnesses. And you see, like, coronary disease, that was on top. But 400,000 killings, this is taking up lives. Amen, family. 2020, this is a new year, new vision. And I do believe that God, he's going to be showing us some clarity. He wants to reveal some things to us. But we got to be in position to receive. Amen, family. End of December 2019, we were going through the presidential impeachment of President Trump. Now, we have to make sure, family, we don't lose focus. We don't lose focus of what's going on in the world, because also we do have presidential elections coming up, November 2020. Amen. Also, this month, as a matter of fact, we received ours today, the census, 2020 census. We have to make sure, family, from March 12th through the 20th, the invites have been sent out to fill out your seminar for annual census day. It's April 1st, 2020. Fill them out, family. Put on there. Be honest with them. Because everything we put on there, we all matter and we all count. Amen, family. Amen, family. Also, January 26, 2020, this has been a lot going on. We had January 26, we lost Kobe Bryant, you know, NBA Laker, All-Star, one of my favorite basketball players, rest in peace, and his daughter, Gianna, and seven other passengers in that fatal helicopter crash. Yes, my God, I tell you, may they all rest in peace. Always say gone, but never forgot. Amen. And that's why it's good, family, to let others know. We got to let them know that we love them. Because we don't know. Those family members, if they had told, I mean, any of us could be taken in a twinkle. Amen, family? And now, family, the thing out here right now is the coronavirus. I don't know where it came from, and I don't know that, you know, where it came from, but I'm telling you, some people have been sharing information with me on it, and it's been around for a while, but I know the beer Corona is not popular right now. Amen, family, because a lot of them have been said Hispanics believe it's something to do with the virus. But he told us to be prayerful. Amen, family. I thank all of you who have shared some insights on this virus. Amen, family. I said, This is what I'm saying. Pray. We need to pray and not panic. Sometimes we just got to get ourselves in a quiet place, calm, and be patient and listen to the Lord. Listen to Him to give us directions. Amen, family. I prayed a while yesterday when I was waiting for sisters to get out of her appointment. I had quiet time with the Lord. And I just prayed. I prayed for us, our family, P2P family, Pastor Reed, my neighbors. All of us are family when we're doing the will of God. Amen, family. So I pray for us to be covered. Be covered. And I pray for us to be covered in our prayers for ourselves, encouraged in His word, and to keep others encouraged so that we don't become discouraged. Amen, family. Because this virus, like any other virus, they said this one is more powerful than influenza, but any other virus has to run its course. Amen, family. So we're praying in the name of Jesus that we all can fight this virus off. Amen, family. But the thing is, key thing, is we have to believe and trust in God. We have to believe and trust in Him. I tell you that whatever is going on in the world, we have to believe He is in control. Amen, family. I tell you, the Word of God, we have to pray the Word of God over ourselves, over our household, over our family, over our neighbors, that we will not contract this virus. Amen, family. Yes. They've been on the news. They're reporting more incidents of exposures to the virus. I tell you, if you've seen, I haven't been watching the TV, but I get notifications when I'm on the computer. But it's saying planes, flights have been canceled, ships, cruises have been canceled, stores are running out of supplies. They can't keep enough tissue, toilet paper, and they can't keep enough water. They don't know, they won't be giving no more free samples. Restaurants are starting to screen their employees. I don't know if it's a privacy violation, but they're screening their employees before coming to work. There's private schools. I haven't heard of the public. The schools are closing. My gosh. And I tell you, major sporting events, music, major venues are now canceling a lot of events. Amen. This is what I'm saying. I know they're giving too much, well, they're giving too much attention to the virus. And when I say too much attention, because it's working on the mind of our people. We're getting unfocused. We're putting all our attention on the virus. The virus has been there, but the virus is like a flu. If you get a flu virus, if you're not a healthy adult, the virus will get you too. Amen, family? I tell you, I'm no expert on the virus. And right now, seems like they aren't either. They don't have all the answers. But God, He gives us sense. He gives us that godly sense to cover ourselves, with prayer. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Amen, family? I tell you, there's been new occurrences with this virus. It's been happening around the world. But the thing we can do, each and every one of us, to take care of our temples, our bodies, to keep them healthy. Eat right. Make sure you're drinking plenty of fluid, water. Make sure we're getting plenty of sleep. And good hand washing, because it's contact. And we have to be selective and wise for wherever we go. Amen, family? I tell you, do not lose focus. God is in control. I have to just shout it out. Hallelujah, Jesus. I thank God. Because I'm looking, sometimes I see tidbits of the news. People are out there in a panic. And I've been out there at the store and I seen some of the shelves. Amen, family. The family, now I want to speak again on a, this is a familiar scripture that we're all used to. It's 2 Chronicles 7:14. He says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then from their and turn from their wicked ways, then he says, they will heal from heaven, and I will forgive them their sins and heal their land. Oh my God. Last of that scripture, family, says is heal our land. My God, my God, my Lord. Yes, right now we need healing. I tell you, family. But our Heavenly Father God, in that scripture, it's requiring some things of all of us. First, God wants us to love Him and love ourselves and love others. Don't forget, family, the scriptures I shared earlier in the broadcast. Amen, family. And also, please read 1 John 4:7-21 and just meditate on it. Get it in our hearts. Amen, family. I can tell you, God, He's not just speaking to His chosen. He's calling all of us. He's calling all of us to humble ourselves. Humble ourselves. My God. I am no better than you, and you are no better than me. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, when you look, we look at the world. We look at the world's leaders. We have world leaders. Romans 13, they're all appointed by God. But they're at this point right now. They haven't been able to agree on things. They're not getting along. They're acting like stubborn children, just wanting their way. My God, that's why we have to pray. Amen, family. And it's always God's way. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm noticing too, we have too much church division, the buildings. Instead of coming together in unity, on one accord, one love, He's coming back for one church. And if we're in His word, we know this. Amen, family. But I tell you, the church, when we have the church, we're supposed to have the church, all of us within us. Amen, family. Hallelujah, Jesus. One church. My God. And family, we have to humble ourselves. We be like little children. Remember when I was in nursing, I would be in the nursery and have nursery neonatal. You have 6, 7 babies there, and they lay there so innocent. Children are innocent, and as they grow up, they play together. They play together, and they love one another. They love one another and not expecting nothing. Thank you, Jesus. Innocent as little children. And He said to pray. My God. I tell you, my God, we have to take our prayers, when we're praying, we have to take our prayers off ourselves. Some of the time we get up there telling God what we need. Our God don't want to hear what we want. He already know our needs. My God. I take the prayers off ourselves, amen, family, and remain focused on kingdom building. Thank you, Jesus. And we have to pray in faith. Pray in faith that others will seek Jesus, my God. And when we say seek Him now, because we need Him. The song says, I need you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. We need Him. Thing is, we need Him. Yeah, we all need Him, but we have to want Him too. Amen, family. And we have to let Him into our lives. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yes, and I'm going to continue. We all should continue just praise Him. Praise Him over the circumstances of this coronavirus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Continue to praise Him over our circumstances. I tell you, we can't control the spread of the virus, but we can pray to God. We can pray to God for direction, and we can listen. My God, listen and don't panic. And keep a clear and focused mind, my God. Use wisdom. They said just use a little good hand washing and also teaching the kids and reinforcing the children to wash their hands really good. We could sing a song with them, about 30, 40 seconds, just sing with them. And I tell you, yes, we all have to get some supplies. Get supplies. It's good to have supplies, food, water. Yes, because if God tells us to move, yes, and he said, my sheep knows his voice. If he tells us to move, then we move. If he tells us to isolate ourselves, then we isolate ourselves. Amen, family. But we got to be careful. We got to be careful who and what we're listening to. Our wisdom. And our wisdom and our strength comes from God. The media, the TV, all these avenues, every day they add more and more to the story. I tell you, some of us, we're listening to others and we're reading things and not relying on God. Thank you, Jesus. Believing and trusting God. I tell you, so many, if you go out there, you'll see so many of them are in a panic because they're listening to the world. I tell you, like I said, my TV is off, but while I'm working on the computer, I do have news notifications, and I keep my Facebook notifications on while I'm on the computer, too. Amen, family. But I tell you, some of us are trusting the world, but who are we going to believe? We know God heals, and he's given us the power. He's given us the power to heal also. We have to activate that in us. We have to prophesy over our body. I will not contract this virus, my God. I tell you, some of us, we just have to believe. Yes, family, this is a big thing I'm going to speak on too right now, is repenting. Repenting and turning from our wicked ways, my God. Family, so many of us out here, we're idolizing people. People, places, things, sports. We can't lose our focus. Our focus on God. This is why he told us to turn from our wicked ways. We're idolizing things and people and places more than we do God. That's wickedness. Amen, family? Then if we have that wickedness in us, we won't be able to love as he commands us. My God. Then if we're not loving, hating, opposite of love will have its way within you. Amen, family? Some of us are hating on others and wanting to be bigger than they are. My God. I tell you, family, some of us are just taking credit for everything and robbing God of his glory. All the glory belongs to God. My gosh. It always tells us, turn from our wicked ways. The man, if he's given the whole world, gains the whole world and loses his soul, what profits the man? My God. You know, this coronavirus has got people, family, in a panic. And they're taking their focus on God. This virus thing has been going on, I think it was around February 25th or so, maybe about 2.5 weeks. My God. We cannot get distracted. Don't lose focus. Amen. Again, family, I'm saying, some of us, again, we think we're robbing God. Tithes. I tell you, you have to sow where you grow. My God. We have to read Malachi 3 and meditate on his word. I tell you, this is 2020. God is revealing some things to us through his word. Not through the world, but through his word. Amen, family. Family, we have to ask God. all of us have to ask God to purge out in us. Yes, we need to ask God to help us to purge out. They've been talking on the Man of the Movement, Prophet Dwayne and Pastry, and the Prophet's Closet is on issues. Yes, we have issues, and we all have voices. But we have to ask God, especially right now, this time when a lot of people are having issues with this virus going around. Amen, family. But we have to ask God to help us. To help us. We need help to let our mind, this mind be in us, which is also in Christ Jesus. Amen, family. We all need help. If we say we don't need help, we're lying. Amen, family. I tell you, God is so good and so worthy to be praised. We just have to praise him over the circumstances. Amen, family. And family, we have to take care of our temple. Now they're calling this virus a pandemic. But we got to take care of our temple, not lose focus on God, because they're saying this pandemic, this virus, but I think hell would be worse than this virus. Amen, family. Yes, glory be to God. Do not lose focus. There's a true saying. When we stay ready, we won't have to get ready. And we won't have to panic. Thank you, Jesus. This just goes to say, we all should have our disaster. Even before the virus came, we should have had a disaster preparedness kit ready. California West Coast, we live over here in earthquake country. We live in fire city. And so you're supposed to have that ready with important documents and water on hand. And you know your earthquake, your disaster preparedness kit. And this is just not West Coast California in earthquake country, but also in Tornado Alley. You got to have a plan. And God is at the top of that plan. Amen, family. And that also goes for the hurricane cities. There's cities where they have hurricanes. We can't wait till the last minute and panic. Then we can't think straight. We don't know what to do, who to call. You got to pray. He said, be watchful and pray. Have a plan. If you don't have a plan, ask the Lord to help you to get that plan together, to get your household in order. But the first household is going to start within us. Ask God. Oh, I ask him all the time because he gives me my strength. Oh, I can't do this without him. So I need you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Yes, so I was lifting my hand up to sing right along with it because it's the truth. Amen, family. But those disaster preparedness kits, get those ready. They said, make sure you have some water, food, at least to last you about 2 weeks, water. If you got meds, have enough meds, have first aid kits, bandages, whatever you need. Be wise. The Lord says, be wise, watchful, wise. Don't wait so you have to panic. We have to be wise so we can tell the others to relax and pray so they won't panic. Amen, family? This is what I'm saying. We cannot let the news, oh my gosh, we cannot let it get us unfocused. Because every day they're adding more virus activities, I tell you, my God. And like I said, it started around February 25th, so it's been going on about two and a half weeks now. My God. And like, we're human, and every time someone talks about the virus, it's like any story. Anytime you tell a story, sometimes people forget to tell the whole story, or they add something to it. So who are you going to trust? Are you going to pray? Are you going to keep listening to the stories? Amen, family. I tell you, God, we got to keep praying and we got to keep praising him. Amen, family. Other thing, we got to stop. I have to just wake up and leaning on our own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not on our own understanding in all your ways. He will acknowledge our path. Our understanding gets us so much trouble. My God, I thank it for his word. I tell you, he told us to just be watchful and prayerful. Yes, we're concerned. Yes, we're concerned about these things, but we're not going to let it distract us, not from God. I tell you, some folks still running around. I seen yesterday while I was out. Sometimes when I'm out, I like to, people watching our prayers on people watching. But some folks, they just running around. Some was going into the little movies, going to get their takeout food, going to get their nails and hair done. I said, oh, that's good. They're not panicking. The thing is, are you preparing the word of God? Are you praying? The prayer is the first in preparation. Amen, family? But I tell you, right now, I tell you, we should be all reaching out. We got to be all reaching out to the non-believers, because that's the ones who are panicking. But we all have to know and let them know that God is in control. And we know, I know the CDC, Center of Disease Control, and the government newspapers, like I said, and the news, they've been reporting, and people are panicking because they're running out of toilet paper, running out of water, hand sanitizer, and all this. But family, Lord, the word here tells us, be wise, do not panic. I tell you, he tells us in his word. He didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love. There go that word love. Love one another, love God. Sound mind. We don't have a sound mind if we're panicking. Amen, family. We have to love family, love one another. And when we say love one another is not wrestling. Seeing it on the news, well, some of them wrestling in the stores over material things. And that's in the flesh. Oh, my God. Family, I'm closing this word tonight from what's the word, Minister Terry. Amen. But what I want to say is seek God and continue to pray. Amen. Do not lose focus. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I humbly come to you, Father, to say, let me and let us cast all our cares on you. Let us be mindful. Let us be mindful of others, others less fortunate, Father, than we are. Let us pray that they are fed, they're sheltered, and we pray, Father, that the blood of Jesus covers those that's living outdoors, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we continue to pray and not be distracted, not be distracted with the worldly happenings. And, Father, I pray that we trust in you, Lord Jesus, and I pray that we seek you more, Father. I pray that we seek you more, Father, for direction on what to do and when to do, in the name of Jesus. Father, I petition my prayers to you in your Son, Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Family, good night. God bless you, love you, and God keep you. Don't panic and stay focused. Do not lose focus. Amen. Love you. Good night.